Okay, we're up to the question of guests and kids and how do we balance that. So if a person feels like Friday night is the big thing, that if guests come, then they don't have a Friday night. Don't have guests Friday night. They have them Shabbos day. For the guests, I don't think there's a big difference. And for the kids, very often there is. And I agree with you that sometimes Friday night is a totally different atmosphere than Shabbos day. And that's why sometimes it's very good not to have guests Friday night. Some people can never manage to enter Friday night well rested. And for them, it might be better to have the guests Friday night because they're not at their prime. And Shabbos day, when they are at their prime, it might be better for them not to have guests and be with the kids. I'm saying that's a very personal thing. I definitely think that there are stages when a person has to say, I don't have guests. There's a top mechanech in New York who deals with at-risk kids, and he's considered number one. And he once said to me that once he started doing this in chinuch, the rule in the house is they never have guests on Shabbos. Never. No exceptions. He says, all week long I'm dealing with chinuch, I'm taking emergency calls day and night. Shabbos? It's my kids. Gemarnu. Never. They won't have guests. That's the rule in the house. So, okay, extreme circumstances require extreme reactions. You're right. It's a beautiful thing to have guests, and it's part of chinuch, too. When kids see that you have guests, they learn how to treat guests, and they learn that it's a big mitzvah, and it's important. And it is a big mitzvah. It's a tremendous thing to do to have guests. It's tremendous to help your wife in making the beds and in cleaning after the guests and in cleaning the toilets before and after the guests. Yeah, it's not just about having guests, and she deals with everything, and you just sit at the table. You should really be helping. But in the balance between guests and kids, if you have guests often, so one of the rules is that the kids sit next to you and the guest sits further from you. The kid doesn't become the guest because the guest walked into the house. They're still your kids and they're still your first priority. You have to have the guts to tell the guest, I'm sorry, I have to go over the parsha with the kids. And if you don't have that guts, so you shouldn't have guests too often. You got to have the guts to be able to say that. I'm sorry, right now I'm talking to my kids. You'll have to wait a few minutes. A guest very often has to be put in his place because very often guests don't have this concept. Think about it. Most of us didn't have this concept when we were guests. But you can't make, if you're having guests often, then your kids cannot become second-class citizens at your table. And so then that means telling a guest, I'm going to need a few minutes now where I won't be talking to you, where I need you to give me a few minutes to talk to the kids. If it's a guest that's young, that's not married, it's great. You're teaching him something for life. You're teaching him how to be a parent, and you're teaching him how to tell the guest to be quiet. Sometimes guests don't get the hint. You ask your kids a riddle and they answer. So you could tell them, you know, I need the kids now to answer, so I need you to give us a few minutes. Sometimes they don't get the hint, and sometimes you make a conscious decision. He will not get invited here again, at least not for the next year. You know, once a year we'll deal with it. That's also legitimate. It's important that kids learn how to honor guests and how to treat guests. And if you have a sense of excitement in the house for having a guest this Shabbos, so then the kids learn to be excited about guests. That's great. That's important. They should appreciate the mitzvah and love it. You should try to make the guest entertaining and interacting with the kids, provided that you can trust the guests that they're good people. Don't forget Leib Klatsky, right? I can tell you, when the kids reached an age where they stopped asking the men why they're wearing necklaces and rings, and they thought that men wear necklaces and rings and earrings just like women do. So then we realized that they've reached a chinuch age where I can't keep having men with necklaces and rings and earrings because they're losing perspective of what's normal. You know, when a kid gets used to seeing tattoos every Shabbos at the Shabbos table, and he sees, in his mind, it's right, every Jew, some Jews have tattoos, so then I'm missing something, so then I can't do that to the kids anymore. The first years we were married, we had Seder not with my in-laws. That's a big no-no. You're supposed to be with your in-laws or your parents for the Seder. But I knew that I had little kids who weren't hurt by the fact that my Seder was built for Chozrim B'Tshuva. And so for the first years, much to the charging of the rest of the family, we had Seder at home. And then when the kids reached an age, and this was an agreement that we both agreed on, that once they reached an age where chinuch-wise it would hurt them, where the kids needed to have a Seder that was geared to them. So we shifted. So the guests for the Seder are given a condition. You can come to the Seder as an observer. You will not be allowed to participate too much in the Seder. A question here, a question there. But you have to understand that the Seder is focused on the kids. You want to come and observe, you're invited. And usually couples are happy to come because if they never saw a Seder in their own house, so they come and they learn from it. But they know they're not going to get to ask that many questions. Because the Seder is focused on the kids, and that means that sometimes I'm doing really silly things for an hour during the Seder. But that's what the kids want. That's what they need during that part of the Seder. Fine. So I'm saying, number one is the kids. Number one is not the mitzvah to have guests. And if the two conflict, then the kids come first. That doesn't mean if the kid is arguing with the guest that the kid is always right. But I have to think what's right for the kid's chinuch. And that has to guide me. The kids have to, sometimes it's tempting when there are guests to make jokes, like adult jokes, like, thank goodness I have someone to talk to other than the kids. That's hurtful to the kids. It's not right. We have to avoid that temptation, even though we might feel it sometimes. We have to avoid that temptation. The kids have to feel that even when they're a guest, they're number one. One of the things is that it's very important to keep the kids close to you. If you're going to have guests often, so then the kids shouldn't lose their seat just because a guest is there. The guest can sit in other places. And if one kid loses the seat, not all the kids should lose their seat. What we try to do in my house is that on one side of the table, the guests sit, and the other side are the kids. So that way, through the meal, different kids get to sit right next to me. So it's not like the guests are like right near me. Sometimes we'll have 3-4 guests. So think of the Shabbos Machon Meir was here. We had 4 guests every meal, right? That was an exceptional Shabbos. Ordinarily, we don't do that. So every meal, the guests got one side of the table. So 1 or 2 guests got to sit close to me. The rest of the guests were further. You have to pay attention. Guests aren't always proper with your wife, with the kids, with your daughters. You have to pay attention. It's part of your achrayus. I recommend never putting a guest to sleep in the girls' room. I don't care how much you think that guest is proper and everything's great. You know, things happen. And to fix a mistake can take decades. It's much more important to make sure a mistake doesn't happen. There are guest rooms around here you could rent. Everyone looks great. And when someone is not great, you're not going to know it most of the time. So,
when you're saying not like a guest sleep in the girls' room, you mean like get when the girls there or like bechelal?
No, when the girls are there. When the girls are there. The truth is that even with the boys, you have to think a few times if you want to put a guest sleep there. I personally don't. I do not put a guest in the children's room, and I try always to put guests in other people's houses, not mine.
Something given to me.
Well, other people have 2 floors. Other people have a slightly different scenario than me. I'm saying people have a whole quarters for guests. I don't have that luxury.
Here, that seems like